what? I forgot to come up. My birthday is the 14th of August.
Tu tasam di ni ka suani hina atum kongka tu ka mangirut. Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless you all. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this amazing, glorious day that we can come into your sanctuary and worship you, to seek you with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength, Lord. We invite the presence of your Holy Spirit to be here with us. Teach our hearts, speak to us, Lord. May we hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So this morning's sermon message is the attitude of God's servant. If you can open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 10, verse 45.
Marku alian som ano som ri langa na isim tuhi.
Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. A few years ago, a very good friend of mine here at Seven Locks, former pastor Patrick Purdy, gave me this.
He por pi akiam pasta pa ina hi la ching to bu hong peng hi.
And this speaks to the attitude of God's servant.
Amara bang son yam chile pa chen na sam te yi chin puok tu zia son na karong le nge hi.
A Christian worker has to learn to be God's man or woman of great worth and excellence in the midst of a multitude of meager and worthless things.
Leitunga na tam tatak le thu tam tatak te kikara pachin na siam tu te ina aman phamma asap thai tu na asin tu kisam hi china ong hir nge hi.
Never protest by saying, if only I were somewhere else. All of God's people are ordinary people who have been made extraordinary by the purpose he has given them.
Pachin ni hong piak sa na te isap tu chiang
unless we have the right purpose intellectually in our minds and lovingly in our hearts, we will very quickly be diverted from being useful to God. We are not workers for God by choice. Many people deliberately choose to be workers, but they have no purpose of God's almighty grace or his mighty word in them. Paul's whole heart, mind, and soul were consumed with the great purpose of what Jesus Christ came to do.
Paulu I chin tempo le a chin temp a ngai sun tempo to amase pachen na anasam hi.
And he never lost sight of that one thing.
Ama in na khat zong a kebo hi.
We must continually confront ourselves with one central fact. Jesus Christ in him crucified.
I mit sun tu thu khat bek oma. This is a bang yam tile. Opa Zisu sese karavi khom tunga hong chi hi chiselian hi hi.
My first opportunity to serve God in his church came many years ago as a Sunday school director. Now, I wasn't called by God to be the Sunday school director, but no one else would do it. So every Sunday, the only thing I would do was hand out and pick back up the attendance sheet. Because I wasn't called by God to be the Sunday school director, I never had the right attitude in my heart to serve God and serve His people. So the attitude of God's heart for God's servant. I'm sorry, the attitude of God's servant, our hearts. What does it mean to serve God? The first question we need to ask ourselves is, what is the purpose of me serving? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19
and 20. Matthew 28. Mm-hmm.
Chapter 28,
Go
therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end. If we have the right attitude in our heart, we realize the purpose of why we serve is to glorify Christ in His kingdom building.
And
this means that we need to be a reflection of Jesus Christ.
Romans chapter 10, verse
1. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. That many will come to salvation in Christ. And this past weekend, there were about 20 students who came forward and accepted the salvation gift of Jesus Christ. Also, the purpose of why we serve is found in 1 Corinthians chapter
2, verse 2. 1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
alien ni anoni na achamu ga yesu christi hu do lawa ka rai ma ate khana mu do takhen ma da ba abe aya ko mya tin dou twin nga ma ti ma ma hu nga sait pya than chin shi
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified means that it has nothing to do with you but has everything to do with God.
Aimala aima except to bangma omngora pachen to bangma except to omhi.
Many of us serve in God's church for all the wrong reasons. Our heart's attitude is not in its right place.
Pokana pachen na siam hi hinave hiang amata ichin po se sia ania aman bohi.
Some of us do it because we want to fit in. We want to be noticed by other people.
Pokotena siam hi amata ngona hek thaina tu ahe atam hek atam na tu.
Sometimes it's because like I did there's nobody else to do the job.
Pokana le kaima son bang ko mana son thengo tu china chin bo to asiam hi.
But that's not the right attitude to have. If we serve in God's church, we should always make sure that God is calling us to serve him in that capacity.
Tabang tesa aman hi bo aman tesa ase pachien na ama minthana tua hongjang nuam hongsami chi se iter tu kisam hi.
Our purpose and attitude of serving should never be about gaining of ourselves, but the emptying of ourselves so that Christ is gained in the hearts and souls of other people.
Pachana isatak chiang ei mai nga tu bek ma engai su tu hingora ipiek tu hizoa min dang thampo te nop tuam na anei na tu se tu pi hi hi.
My second point in the attitude of God's servant.
Anina kong sapna kong sanop nain.
What is the motivation behind you serving?
Nan sapna na pachen na sapna nan nung pana hong ta son se ko yam bang yam.
False motivations are self-seeking, glorifying yourself.
Aman ngor ngai sut na ei ma le ei ma phat ton ma tu zan na chi khong sa se a hingor a hi hi.
Sometimes we think if we do something, God's going to love us more.
Aima na khat papo yang pachen na hong izawak chi khat zong ingai sun thai thai.
Meaning that we're trying to gain God's love, which he already gives to us freely.
Amana athonga hong piasa e na omjong na pi na atase pho ngora amara hong izawak chi se khada lapen na to ama na kisam thai thai.
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 2.
Pauna alien somdani somdalu. Ano nina
proverb. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 2.
Somdalu anina mo. Lu di mimi chin ta mya do achin do ko net tet tat i. Thawra phya mu ga sait ta bo do ko chain naw mu i.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
Mehing tena ema isap seset dik isateka. Ahiang pachien na ichin vo hong en ahizohi.
So the Lord will weigh the motivation of our hearts and why we serve him in his kingdom.
Itana pachena ichin sung parwa na hong siam tuwa abang ha ama tu na siam hi jiem chi sevu ama na hong phur sak tu hi.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 14.
Ya ho ya cha alien ko le liet chapter 28
14
ano som le li yene nga sin su do saka ro lam ma thwe ywe le ya phet le we phet do ma lwe a cha da ba do phaya naw do lai ywe we ma pyu bae ni lin la kaung thu thout do chesu do ko khan ya lein mi
and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Our false motivations can soon become the gods that we serve. Self-glory can be the god that you serve. Gaining something for your own cause can end up being your god. If your heart is not motivated with the right attitude, if God has not called you to serve in that area.
Ichin bo aman bua ingai sudna aman bua ta seta pachen na isyama pachen nung izwi ahile ta seina ema hongkang tum sak tu hi.
Remember, when we serve God, we must empty ourselves of all that we are, all that we think that we know, all our wisdom, and be filled with the very presence of God Himself. Let's look at our servant attitude when God places that motivation in our heart. You may ask yourself, how does this happen? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse
33.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Before we start any work of God, we must always seek him first to make sure that that work is coming from him and he's placing that in our hearts, and that we're not placing something in our hearts that he does not want us to do.
Amana is a tachang amangam is on masak to hear Adangna tempote in near a lak to he paying all to her. Ama is on pata, amai dictana imu patzok chang Adangte hong pai to piang he.
Proverbs chapter 16, verses 3 and 4.
Pauna alien somnaduk anotum the di simki to he.
Proverbs 16:9. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The plan is to fulfill God's will and God's purpose for what he has for everyone out there within your community, for the lost, for those who are broken, those who need to hear the good news of the gospel.
Among tangte tu atamzante tu pachento bangbang kimute tu yemg se iburupu tu ahia ta se si sanana isep tu ahihi.
John chapter 15, verse 16.
ဟောဟံဆုံးနှံငါအနုဆုံးတဲ့လူတေနုဒီငါကိုရွေးကောက်ကြသည်မဟုတ်ငါဒီတေနုကိုရွေးကောက်တဲ့ဖြင့်တေနုဒီတွားရွေးတီကြီးသောအတီးကိုတီးမိအကြောင်းနဲ့ငါအနာမကိုအမိပြု၍ခမဲတော်မှာတောင်းသမျှတို့ကိုရမိအကြောင်းတေနုကိုငါခံထား၏.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit. God is the one who calls us. God is the one who chose us before we first chose him. We need to always make sure that we're seeking after the things of God and not the things of man. Third, are you serving where God has called you to serve? Now, what would happen right now if one of you come into the church and you want to serve? And you come to Pastor George here and you say, Pastor George, I want to serve. What can I do in God's kingdom? And Pastor George says, you know, one of the kids made a big mess in the toilet down the bathroom. Could you go clean it? Would you be like, I'm willing to go serve, I'll go do it right away? Or would you say, well, you know what, I had something else in mind. I thought about maybe becoming your assistant, Pastor George. You know, that way we can have Pastor Sin and we can have Pastor George, and hey, I could be a pastor too. Because our motivation is ourselves. Is God calling you to that specific ministry? Maybe you think, hey, I would make a great deacon in the church. But do you know what the requirements of a deacon are? How many of us like to be woken when we're in the middle of a deep sleep? Anyone enjoy being awakened in the middle of a deep sleep? Because some things, being the role of a pastor or a deacon, because the roles that God places people in, that yes, do have high prominence, but are you ready to get that 3 a.m. phone call? And you have to be to work at 6. And someone woke you up at 3, but you don't have to get up to 5. You may think, I want to work with kids. I always see the kids running around, they look so happy. But then when you get in there to the classroom, it's Pastor George, Pastor George, Pastor George. They're at your heels, they're grabbing at your leg, and they're making a big, big mess for you to clean up. And all of a sudden you realize, oh, I don't want to do this. Do you know that Pastor Sin and Pastor George are not my first impression of the Zhang Burmese Mission Church? The most important role on Sunday is those gentlemen and ladies back there that hand out bulletins and shake your hand and greet you with a smile. How would you feel if you walk in the door and someone's like, here? Or would you like to hear, welcome, we are so happy to have you today. It is great that you're here with us.
Lung dam mi tu ni nong pai the ka lung dam pang ma hi chi ya. Hong ki wa kham ta chang nuam isa hi.
You know that person's called to serve back there, and the person who, yeah, welcome him. Go in there, there's somewhere to sit down.
Ye song pa na hong ki don se yi an ni atha le adang khari a na u na pa na tau tan hong ki chi se ki bang ngor hi.
And I'm going to end with this. A lot of times we think we are not equipped to do what God wants us to do. Anybody ever feel that way?
Okay,
a few of us in here. Everybody else must have PhDs. But the thing is this, God does not call the equipped. God equips the called.
Pachena achiem sate asam hingora asapte se achiem tua apua hihi.
Your training ground in serving God is right here. And it's also found on your knees praying to God. This is your instruction manual on how to live life to the fullest. This is also your instruction manual on how to be a servant. Who is empty of themselves and full of the rich glory of Jesus Christ. In order to love a world that feels unloved. There is not one person in here who is too young or too old to serve in God's kingdom. It doesn't matter whether you have a third grade education or you have a PhD. What matters the most is that you surrendered your heart to Jesus Christ. And you believe with all your heart. Your goal and your mission is Christ crucified.
And
that I will obey the command of God to go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us bow our hearts and our heads. Eternal Father God, we are so grateful that you find us worthy through your Son Jesus Christ to serve in your kingdom. There is nothing special of me that allows me to serve you. But it is because of who you are. It is because I am clothed in the Son, in the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. That you have shown us favor and grace and mercy.
Nong ina te na tuk na te nong laka.
And given us the highest privilege.
Akun ye asang te nang mana nong piahi.
The highest calling.
Asang ber na na siamtin nong samhi.
And that is to serve you. Whether it's washing of someone's feet, helping someone carry something, teaching a Sunday school, leading worship, being a greeter, or the person who cleans the bathrooms. It's all about you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say, Amen.
Thank you.